This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea, making January the busiest month ever for the North Korean missile launches. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its coast around 8 a.m. local time. So far this month, North Korea has conducted six rounds of missile tests, firing at least 10 missiles into the sea. North Korea's missile frenzy appears at least partly aimed at pressuring the United States and South Korea, which have called for the North to return to nuclear talks. North Korea has refused to engage in talks, saying the United States should first make military and economic concessions. The U.S. early this month tightened sanctions against Pyongyang, imposing them on five North Koreans it alleged were helping procure supplies for North Korea's weapons program. The United States and NATO have provided written responses to Moscow addressing Russia's renewed security demands. The move follows consultations with various European partners as well as Ukraine in an effort aimed at heading off armed conflict. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan delivered the document in person to Russia's foreign ministry. NATO sent its own responses to Russia separately. Officials portrayed the responses as a way to address the Kremlin's concern while also giving all sides a chance to further pursue diplomacy. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Honduras Thursday to attend the inauguration of Xiomara Castro as the Central American nation's first female president. Harris' attendance at the historic event underscores her role in leading President Joe Biden's effort to curb migration of hundreds of thousands of people from Honduras and neighboring El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico into the United States each year, many of them traveling on foot over thousands of kilometers. Harris has been specifically tasked with addressing the root causes of the mass migration, including poverty and crime. Biden pledged to adopt a more humane stance on migration than that of his predecessor, Donald Trump, who expelled migrants back to their home countries and separated children from their families. Also attending Castro's swearing-in will be the vice president of Taiwan. Castro has talked of switching Honduras' diplomatic relations from Taiwan to China, which claims the self-ruled as part of its territory and has pushed to isolate Taipei from the international community. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Wednesday that Afghanistan is hanging by a thread as the organization appealed for a total of $8 billion to scale up humanitarian assistance to more than 22 million Afghans this year. Afghanistan's economy has been in a free fall for months. There is a severe drought and brutal winter has descended on the country, exacerbating daily suffering. The Taliban, which seized power nearly 6 months ago, are cut off from the billions of dollars of the former government's assets that are frozen abroad as the international community waits to see how they will behave. The UN chief also appealed to the international community to suspend restrictions that are hurting Afghanistan's economy. U.S. media reports say that Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, for 27 years a staunch liberal on the court's highest court, has decided to retire, handing President Joe Biden his first chance at filling an open seat after former President Trump appointed three conservatives that tipped the court's ideological balance sharply to the right. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.